100% Cairns and the Tropical North. It's 8464CA. Bit mean, really, but it was on the playlist for me to play this morning. But just before we talk to the Health Minister, bad medicine is probably not the best choice of song to be playing. Look, I want to talk about some of the vaccination spots, and I guess that's going to be the key things that I'll be talking to the Health Minister about in just a sec. But we have coming up over, actually it starts today, 7 days a week, the Cairns Convention Centre as basically a vaccination hub. It is actually going to be doing some late night trading hours, including tonight. That reopens today, the Cairns Convention Centre. You've also got some pop-up clinics happening at Cairns Central Shopping Centre. That's coming up this weekend from 8 a.m. through until 2 p.m. Interestingly, at the Grass is Greener event, the music festival across the weekend, and the Tablelands Folk Festival at Yungaburra, there's going to be some pop-up vaccination clinics there. And of course, there's the Queensland Health Hubs at Smithfield at JCU, the Cairns South Health Facility, and also, of course, your local GP and community pharmacy. She joins me this morning. Actually, we might have lost her online, but I think I've got her back again now. Yvette Darth, Minister for Health and Ambulance Services. Good morning. Did we lose you there?
You did. I thought you might have hung up on me for a second.
No, look, I didn't realise. I was too busy talking in the background and apologising for playing Bad Medicine. I thought it wasn't a very good choice of song to play before we talked to you. But
well,
it's gone.
It's probably very appropriate for people who aren't going to be vaccinated.
Well, I guess that's probably the case. A couple of interesting things to talk about. And sorry, I was too busy in the background, so I didn't even notice that you dropped out and rung back. But anyhow, we've got you now. Look, I've just run through the clinics, and I guess at the end of the day, the solid message that the government is giving Queenslanders, every opportunity is there. It's going to be a difficult push for this last couple of percentage. We're at about 58% here statewide, but I guess that push to 70% is the key goal in the short term.
It is, and it's all about that first dose. We know once you've come out and got your first dose, there really isn't that hesitancy to come out and get your second one either 3 or 4 weeks later. So if you're not coming out and getting your first, you don't have to worry about, you know, that double dose rate or a booster shot. It's all about getting that first jab because then you're on that path of getting full protection.
Now, look, let's talk a little bit more about, you know, exactly what we're going towards. I think is at the 19th of November, if we get to the 70% rate statewide, borders will open. So this is looking pretty solid, and I think the Premier has given us an undertaking that borders will reopen in around about a month's time.
Absolutely. When we hit the 17th of November or sooner, and it may very well be sooner, of double dose, then what it means is Queenslanders who are stuck interstate and people wanting to relocate to Queensland, as long as they can fly direct from interstate into an airport in Queensland and then get private transport or government authorised transport directly to their home, they will be able to home quarantine, but they have to be fully vaccinated. Fully vaccinated means at least 2 weeks since they had their second jab, and they also have to have a negative test before they arrive. So that does mean there'll be a lot more people coming, and like you said, there's no question we're going to hit that 70% mark because we're already over, you know, 72% of the population who have had their first dose. So inevitably, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we'll get double dose. What's going to be even more critical is that 17th of December deadline. That is when we're aiming for 80% double dosed, and that will mean that people from New South Wales, from the ACT, from Victoria, where the virus is circulating, will be able to come up here if they're fully vaccinated and have a negative test and be able to come in by plane through various airports. They'll be able to jump in their car, they'll be able to bring their caravan, and they'll be able to drive all around Queensland. And that's when the virus will start moving around the community.
And, you know, we've seen the bounce with tourism bookings right across the state. So this is really, you know, providing that certainty, which certainly businesses, particularly tourism businesses, have been, you know, dying for quite a while, pardon the pun. Now, look, I do read this morning actually on news.com.au is despite now, you know, a bit of a slow start in the UK, but the vaccination rates are looking pretty high. But unfortunately, they are having more cases of COVID COVID-19, deaths and hospitalisation starting to soar again. Are there any concerns that, you know, we may end up in a situation with, you know, even with his vaccination, that things may just go south? Is that on the horizon as a bit of a concern for the health department?
Look, absolutely. That's why we're out covering the state this week to say, get vaccinated. There is one thing that is in 100% your control and your control alone, and that is whether you get vaccinated or not. You will decide how overwhelmed our hospital system could become. You will decide whether lots of people end up hospitalised and in ICU and potentially dying, because by you not getting vaccinated, that means you are much more likely to contract the virus and spread the virus. Mm. And so, you know, what I can say is this, that we are not the UK. The UK, and it's coming out of their parliamentary inquiry now, really were too slow off the mark.
Sure.
So when they started vaccinating, they had major outbreak. I can say to Queenslanders, you have all done such an amazing job. We are in the best position globally that any state, any country can be in, which is we've started this transition out from a zero base, no active clusters, no positive cases. And because of that, we are in a far better position to be able to manage as the virus starts moving through our community. But if we still have 20, 30%, of our regional population, even 40% of our regional population unvaccinated, then that's where the virus is going to go. Not to Brisbane. Brisbane rates are really high. We won't see the lockdowns and restrictions in Brisbane because we're going to get well above 80% vaccination based on our current rates. So the virus is going to go into the communities, our towns, our regions, our remote communities, and it, you know, it finds people who are unvaccinated. So I am very worried about the community who don't get jabbed.
And I guess the key message, though, is despite what's happening even in the UK, even though it's not directly comparable, is that when it comes to preventing death, the vaccines make all the difference. And look, just picking up on what you've just said to me then too about, you know, maybe as high as 95% double dose, possibly soon in a lot of places, maybe in Brisbane, Indigenous communities down below 50%. Will there be any restrictions once the borders reopen to those specific key areas? And I guess I'm generally suggesting Indigenous areas with respect to access and, you know, some of the restrictions.
Yep. I think it's important, and I've been at Yowabar yesterday and, you know, other regional towns like Moranbah and, you know, Mackay. I was up at Mareeba and Atherton yesterday as well. What's important to remember is what we won't do is lock down a remote community to stop the virus coming in. Mm-hmm. We can't say, because we've got low vaccination rates, we're going to stop people coming into this community. What some of those communities might want to do at some point is that we're vaccinated here and we don't want any unvaccinated people coming into these communities. That makes more sense. But we're not going to allow a community to be locked down simply because they don't want to vaccinate and keep the virus out, because you can't. You can't keep it out forever. And so it is possible that if you've got low vaccination rates, high cases of the virus, and it's rapidly spreading and overwhelming your local health services, that there may need to be restrictions like everyone wearing masks indoors and outdoors, less people in venues, people having to sit down to eat and drink, no dancing, and worst case, you know, short lockdowns. But I just want to make it clear, lockdowns won't work very efficiently if the virus is widespread in a community. Because if you lock down for 3 days or 7 days, the moment you open back up, you're still in the same position. The virus is still there.
Well, look, one quick thing I need to touch on, because I had a bit of a discussion with the audience this morning and I was told clearly that I was wrong. But the Premier made some comments yesterday that made it, you know, I just thought there might have been just a subtle message there that if you are unvaccinated, our hospitals are overrun, is that, you know, when it comes to getting priority treatment, you may be a little bit further down the line. What's your response to that, you know, if we do have an inundation, you know, because of COVID-19 infections? If you're unvaccinated, can you expect any lesser service?
Absolutely not. That would be like saying because you've chosen to smoke and put yourself at risk
sure.
and need our health services, which a lot of people do. You know, a lot of the people who are in our hospitals from preventable diseases, you know, smoking, obesity, all these sorts of things. So we don't say to those people, well, that's a lifestyle choice you made, so we're not going to treat you. Mm. No, look, can I be, you know, all jokes aside, can I say this? The people who will get priority are going to be the people who are unvaccinated, because they're the ones who are going to need the ventilator. So just to explain that, what they've just, you know, released some figures in New South Wales. Now, New South Wales has had over 66,000 cases from the one person who was positive on the 16th of June. So just take that in for a moment. 66,000 arising from one case in June. Now, they've identified of all the hospitalisations, all the people who have gone into ICU and died, only 1% of all of those people were fully vaccinated who have passed away. Only 2% ended up in ICU, and only 3% required hospitalisation. So think about that. Mm. Only 3% were fully vaccinated. That means 97% weren't vaccinated. So it shows you what the vaccine can do. It can keep you out of hospital, it can keep you out of ICU, and it can save your life.
Look, wonderful to talk to you this morning. And I used to be called Murray the Durry at school, so we won't talk about smoking at all. But Yvette Darth, it's been great to speak to you this morning, and particularly with respect to the, you know, the clarification on some of those key points. But the message is preventing deaths is the key here. Vaccination is the key to making that happen. Have a fantastic day, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Keep yourself safe and your family safe. Get vaccinated.
Hi, Norman Cairns, done and done.